Petersfield's Shine Radio.
In Petersfield's local news, is a blanket 20-mile-an-hour zone in Petersfield Centre needed? Get to know your new local police officers. All this week, we're looking at public services, which could be affected by county council cuts. And what does Petersfield Food Bank need this week? Don't forget it's Easter. Can you help in any way? I'll have details on all those Petersfield stories and how you can help the food bank after the national and world news.
Serving the Petersphere with a brighter mix of great music and local information. This is Petersfield's Shine Radio.
US authorities are trying to rescue people after a road bridge in Baltimore collapsed after being hit by a container ship. Rescue crews are trying to find six people. Two have been pulled from the waters. One is in a serious condition. The vessel hit one of the supporters of the Francis Scott Key Bridge, causing the roadway to break apart in several places and plunge into the water. Baltimore Fire Chief James Wallace spoke at a press conference earlier.
As units were responding, they began to receive numerous calls indicating multiple people in the water. At some point during that chain of events of calls, we began to receive indications that a ship may have struck the Key Bridge.
Rishi Sunak has said they are prioritising national defence. When being questioned by the liaison committee, he said it's a collective task.
But we can't do this alone. And it's all very well us spending what we're spending on defence. It's all very well us providing support to the Ukrainians. Well, we need allies to do the same. That is the only way collectively to give them the help that they need.
Buckingham Palace says the King will attend the Easter service at St George's Chapel in Windsor, along with other members of the royal family. It will be Charles's most significant appearance since he was diagnosed with cancer. Cocoa prices soared to a new record following poor harvest caused by unusual weather. The price of cocoa beans have doubled in 2024. And just ahead of Easter, the prices of eggs including Maltesers, Lindt and Cadbury cost at least 50% more than last year. Other eggs have shrunk in size, according to a study by consumer group Which? Now onto the sports. England have drawn 2-2 with Belgium in their international at Wembley, whilst Wales suffered heartbreak in their first ever penalty shootout as Poland booked their place at the Euro 2024 after a goalless 120 minutes. That's the latest from Radio News Hub. I'm Poppy Doherty.
Petersfield's local news.
I'm Julie Butler at Petersfield Shine Radio. Is a blanket 20-mile-an-hour zone in Petersfield Centre needed? The main town centre is already 20-mile-an-hour. What do you think of extending it? Hampshire County Council will be launching a new policy in April. It will need the support of local residents. Here's Councillor Nick Adams-King from Hampshire County Council to tell us more.
In January, we brought forward proposals for a policy that basically said we're happy as the County Council, as the Highway Authority, to consider the implementation of 20-mile-an-hour zones. There are two criteria, however. They need to have the support of the community and needs to be evidence that the community are in support of it. The other thing is that, if I'm honest, unless there is a safety concern, it's not something that the County Council can afford to manage themselves. And so whoever wants to implement the 20-mile-an-hour zone will need to look at ways by which they can fund it themselves.
Get to know your new local police officers. Two new recruits to Petersfield are now out and about in our local community. They want to be visual and both are excited about their new roles. Izzy Tarrant, your local Bobby, and Volume Officer Joe Seaplane tells us more.
The local Bobby, otherwise known as the local dedicated officer, is a revamp of what policing used to be like. It's trying to have that one point of call officer that's known locally, that's easily contactable. It's just to get a face out there so people feel more in touch with the police, which has been lost lately.
So yeah, I mean, we're in Penn's Place. We don't like being hidden away here. I'd like that to make that quite clear. We want to be more visible within the community, and we're hoping the new scheme is going to help us with doing that.
All this week, we're looking at public services which could be affected by county council cuts. Today, our focus is on financial pressures that go further than the services being consulted on. There's pressure on services that the council is legally required to provide, like special educational needs support. We speak to Alex Rickards. Her son is waiting for a school placement for September.
It's just hitting a brick wall because there's no explanation why they can't meet needs. All I have been told is he legally has to be offered a place by September. But how is that going to happen if there's no spaces available and if there's no funding? The other schools are either not suitable or they're too far away. They need more special educational needs schools. The system's failing our children, and they have just as much right as anyone else to an education.
And the consultation on future services is open till Sunday. We've put the link at shineradio.uk. What does Petersfield Food Bank need this week? Don't forget, it's Easter. Can you help in any way? Here's Kirsty Meredith to let you know what is most needed.
Not so much on the grocery side this week, but tins of meat or tins of tomatoes are always a good staple. Also, any variety of biscuits along with sweet extras such as Kit Kats or something similar. For non-groceries, household cleaning sprays, washing powder or liquid are all very welcome. And if you have any men or women's deodorant, please do bring them along. Let's not forget our little ones this week. They are short of size 5, 6 and 7 nappies and also baby wipes. All of these will be gratefully received. Why not take all your donations to the Petersfield Methodist Church on Station Road, where they're volunteers would be delighted to see you. They are there every Monday and Wednesday morning. Don't forget, if you can't make any of these times, you can also take your donations to any of the other Petersfield churches and drop boxes that can be located in all main supermarkets.
Petersfield's weather with Hector's, where gentlemen and now ladies can step out in style, whatever the weather.
This is Leo with your Wednesday weather around the Petersphere. Sun rises at 5:50 and after a sunny-looking start, expect heavy rain by mid-morning. The rain should dry up this afternoon, but remaining cloudy with sunny intervals. Temperatures at highs of 9 degrees, but it will feel colder in the wind. Winds are south-southwesterly with some strong gusts of up to 35 miles per hour. Sunset is at 6:30, high tides at Portsmouth, 12:45 in the afternoon and just after 1 tomorrow morning. The rain is due back tonight and is expected to stay into Thursday. Thursday's out at heavy showers with a few sunny intervals.
Travel news, driven by Petersfield Used Car Centre.
Hi, it's Vicky with today's travel update. Cook's Pond Road remains closed with a diversion in place. There is a lane closure on London Road until 3:30 today. That's while Southern and Scottish Power conduct works. There's work on Market Square today. A 50-minute delay is expected there. And there's give or take traffic control in place on Ramsdene Road. And in Berriton, Greenway Lane has multi-way lights in place today. That's it, though. If I'm not saying what you're seeing, you can always phone or WhatsApp me on Petersfield 555 500 or email team at shineradio.uk.
Travel news from across the Petersphere is driven by Petersfield Used Car Centre on the Winchester Road in Strood. This is Shine Radio, made in Petersfield by
Andy,
Kirsty,
Amy,
Dougie,
and you.
To join us, email team at shineradio.uk or call or WhatsApp us on 01730 555 500.
Join our team and make it shine at the radio station made by you.
You make it shine.